Okay, hit it.
Hi, and welcome to the Party of Ones podcast. I'm Rachel.
And I'm Lori.
And we're coming to you from 2020, a new year. Bow, bow, bow.
Yay, we made it.
I'm getting better at that sound, don't you think?
I do.
Progress. It's a new year. We're going to kick off this year with some festive New Year's talk. Uh-huh. And, you know, some catch up as we do. And,
That's it.
That's it.
Okay, welcome. Sounds super exciting.
Welcome to a new decade.
A new decade.
I feel like with it being a new decade this year, there's been like more new year pressure than normal. Do you feel that?
I guess I've seen that, but I've seen a lot of like people doing like where they were at the beginning of the decade and where they are at the end of the decade. And then I've seen a lot of posts about what this decade is going to bring.
Yeah.
So like a friend of mine posted like this decade is going to make her an empty nester.
Oh, wow.
Like this decade is bringing, you know, I don't even like 30 years of marriage, like all this kind of stuff. And then all these people were talking about how much things have changed in the last, there's a lot of like decade to decade talk.
Yeah, that's true.
And then I had a lot
of friends who were like, in the last 10 years, I got married and I've had two kids and like we bought our first house.
Yeah.
And like, it's been crazy. And I'm just like, just here.
Wrong. I've seen that. And then I've seen people talking about like the roaring 20s are back and I'm like, oh,
it's been a lot. Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know. For me, it, like, I feel like I'm not at a point where projecting into the next 10 years feels productive.
No, not at all.
Not that I'm unhappy in my life, because I'm really not.
Yeah.
I just think, like, I don't know.
Yeah.
Like, it could be a lot of things. It could be any of those things. Like, I feel like I'm at the precipice of, like, what could be any number of things in the next 10 years.
Yeah.
And that's great, but I don't feel like it's helpful to be like, I don't know. My brain just doesn't work like that because it's like, well, I don't know anything, so I'm not going to make any claims about what this next 10 years is going to hold for me.
Yeah, I don't know. I do know that in the next 10 years, both of my kids will be graduated from high school.
That's crazy to think about.
That is crazy. I mean, it won't even take 10 years.
Yeah.
So that's crazy to me to think about that. That's been a big, like, whoa.
Yeah. Because that's happening whether, you know, regardless.
Like, I mean, it doesn't matter when it is. That's happening. So that's been big. But otherwise, I feel like it's like birthday, like going from 41 to 42. I didn't feel any different. Yeah. So like going from December 31st, 2019 to January 1st, 2020, I was like, no, still the same.
Yeah. I feel like that, though, about, like, my 20s as a whole. Like, I feel like I just turned 21, and now, like, I'm on the, like, I'm in 3 years, I'm going to be 30.
Yeah.
Like, but that seems, like, crazy based on, like, I don't feel any of that time.
No.
Like, I just feel like life's just been, like, clicking along, and...
Yeah.
But I think, like, in the last 10 years, like, I mean, I've done a lot of stuff. Like, things happened. I graduated from high school. Then I graduated from college. Then I graduated from grad school. Did a lot of graduating.
Yeah.
I spent over 60% of the last 2 years in school.
Yeah.
Which is not a bummer for me, because I love school, and it makes me actually a little afraid for, like, the next 10 years, because it's like, but how am I going to go to school? Like, there's no school in the next 10 years. Which I don't know what that says about me. I think it means that I'm a deeply nerdy person.
You could say that there will be school because
you have to
redo your certificate.
That's true.
I was just thinking about that. Like, I have to pick some classes and take some classes, and I don't want to.
Yeah, but I did like a lot of full time school in the last 10 years, and I'm not going to be able to do that. But grad school wasn't full time school. I still had to work a full time job. That was just a nightmare time. But I look back at that time and think, well, I didn't know what I was getting into.
Yeah.
I was in too deep by the time it was time to look back and be like, maybe this was a bad plan.
Not a good idea.
But yeah, I think other than that, though, like, I don't know what the next 10 years is. It's just going to be what it is.
Yeah.
And I'll look back and be like, wow, another 10 years.
By really fast.
That was crazy. Yeah. Does, yeah, I was going to say, like, does the passage of time, like, freak you out, or is it just kind of like, it is what it is?
It does freak me out. My favorite, I mean, it freaks me out with, it's true how fast it goes. It's amazing to me how individual hours or days will, or weeks will go by so slow.
Yeah.
Like,
especially in the time we're coming up to.
Yes, this time of year. Not a great time. And like 5-day school week will seem like 50 days put together. And yet, when you look back on it as a whole, it goes,
it flies.
It's gone. Mm-hmm. And like, I, one of my favorite memes I saw was something like, in 20 years, it will be the year 2040, which is weird because 20 years ago it was 1980. You know, like,
yeah.
And like, because it's true, like people my age, when you say, oh, 20 years ago, you think 1980. You don't think,
yeah,
2000. Like, 1980 was 40 years ago.
Yeah.
That's crazy to me.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I agree. Yeah. I think that it's true too, though, like, especially when things are good, the time feels really fast. Mm-hmm. Like, at school this year, like, we had just have like a good bunch. Like, there's still challenging days, but like, for the most part, like, our group this year is really good.
Yeah.
And we've heard a lot of rumblings about what the group next year is going to be like. And it's the news is not promising.
Yeah.
And I feel like the time at school, like, even in, there are some days that feel long, but overall the time at school feels very fast. Like, I looked at my co-teachers before break and I was like, how did we already get to break? Like, it feels like the days just, feel like they just like fly by.
Yeah.
And they're, like, enjoyable. Like, we get, well, I mean, not every moment's enjoyable.
Yeah.
But, you know, like, I just really like them. And I'm going to be sad to see them go. And, like, the fact that I think, like, I'm already halfway done with them is really sad. Yeah.
Yeah.
So, in that way, I feel like, oh, like, we're already to the point of, like, okay, first and second quarter done. Third and fourth quarter's all that's left. Like, that seems crazy.
That is crazy.
Yeah. Yeah. So, I'm thinking about the new year. We were thinking about this last year, and something that we did this last year is we started this podcast.
Yeah, we are almost at our 1-year anniversary.
We are. We're close.
We're like, I think 2 weeks.
Yeah.
From our 1-year anniversary.
That's crazy.
I know.
This is just like a random thing that we thought of one day.
Yeah.
And yeah, I feel like it's been super fun to just, like, create something and to, like, think of, like, fun things to talk about and that. But, like, I don't know, it just seems crazy what we did a year.
Yeah, I think when I first was thinking about the idea and I talked to you about it and was like, you know, this is something I'd really like to do, I had hopes that we would be doing it for this long and I wanted to be that, but then there was also never any guarantee.
Yeah.
That that's what it was going to be. Or like, would we have enough content? Would we find time?
Yeah.
Would we do that? And I definitely, you know, I know that like time has been difficult more the last few months.
Yeah.
But I still think this is something I really like doing.
Yeah.
And I'm really happy that we're still doing it a year later.
Yeah. Yeah, and that we just, like, did it.
Yeah.
Like, that's what seems crazy to me. We just, like, thought of it, and we're like, this could be fun, and then we did
it. And then we did it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because I don't feel like I'm normally a person who, like, thinks, like, you know what would be fun? Like, I want to do this thing, and then, like, I just go and do it. Like,
yeah, that doesn't
That's not really in my
really
personality.
Happen.
I'm usually, like, I'll think about it for a really long time.
Yeah.
I, like, really mull it over, and, like...
But we did, I mean, like, we thought of the idea, and then, like... A week or two later, we started. We started. Yeah.
We got snowed in for a weekend, and we're like, this is a great
this
time
gonna
to
be
figure
it.
Out how to podcast.
Yep.
and we did
look
it.
At us now.
Wow.
I know.
I'm proud of us. It's been so fun.
I know. So do you have any resolutions that you came up with for this year?
No.
No.
Here's the thing with me and resolutions. I generally either break them or don't stick to them. Like, I'll try, like, oh, I want to add this thing. Or I'll, like, be like, I'm not going to do this thing. And then I just, like, I forget about it or I don't do it. Or, like, but I try to, like, set an intention for the year. Like, it's usually, like personal growth oriented.
Yeah.
Like, this is a thing I need to work on, and I want to, like, be better at that, and I'll put it in my phone. And throughout the year, like, I'll go back to it, and I'll, like, look at it and read it over and, like, check in and be like, how am I doing?
Yeah.
And my resolution for last year was to give more grace to myself and more grace to others. And I feel like I'm just going to roll it on over into the new year.
It's a work in progress.
It's a work in progress where I do feel like there were some areas where I made too. Strides. Oh, you do? Yeah. Thank you. That's good to hear. Because I also feel like you'd be like, nope,
we didn't do it. I can see a few moments where it was,
No.
It's like, not, you know, there.
It's a work in progress. But I feel like it's progress.
Yep.
So, I think that this year my intention will be progress, not perfection.
Yeah.
Like, that's what I want to work toward in that area. Like,
yeah.
I'm probably not going to be perfect at it.
Right.
But I want to keep moving in that direction.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, I like it.
But, or I usually set really simple resolutions that I can, like, absolutely do, like, go to the dentist.
Yeah.
Go to the doctor.
Yeah.
And I went to the dentist on January 3rd. So in that case,
ta-da!
Mission accomplished.
I'm going to the dentist on Monday.
Oh, good job. Yay, see, you can do it too.
I did it.
And I have not had, like, a general care physician for a very long time because I don't know how you do that.
Yeah.
And that's like, an area of adulthood I've not yet, like, figured out.
Yeah.
But my school is opening, they're partnering with a hospital around here where they're opening, like, clinics. And they're offering general care practitioners through this clinic that's, like, through my healthcare. It's all free.
Yeah.
It's, like, literally as simple as it could possibly be for me.
Yeah.
So, in my mind, I do have the resolution of I will go to the doctor.
Yeah, I will do that. I will
Which I think is good.
General practitioner.
Yeah. So then when I do go to the eye doctor, and they always say, who's your general care practitioner? I say, I don't know, or I don't have one. And I set this resolution 2 years ago, maybe a year ago, and never happened.
Yeah.
So maybe this is the year for that.
Yeah.
I think I could do
it. I think you could do it.
I've been set up for success. If I don't do it, there's no hope.
This is the easiest it could be.
Yeah. I have to, you know, fight through some poor kid mentality.
Yeah.
You're a grown up. You make good money. You can go to the doctor.
You can go to the doctor.
And I'm going
to
do it.
Yeah.
So those are probably it.
Okay. Well, that's not bad, though. I think those are good.
What about you?
I have two resolutions I've made. One of them is an ongoing for the last 20 years. It just continues.
It just rolls over. A rollover.
The lose weight situation.
Oh, yeah.
And
I say, oh yeah, for me, not for you.
Yeah, like oh yeah,
oh, yeah.
No, it's fine.
In the back of my head, I'm always like, also that.
But I don't ever feel like that's either a resolution because that's something I think about all year. I just know that the months of January through like July are the easiest time for me to lose weight.
Yeah,
relatively speaking, because it's not easy for me to lose weight, but that time. And so I feel like if
there are the least food oriented holidays between that
and school is not starting and all that. Whereas August through December is really, really hard for me. So
you just eat whatever's in front of you because you don't know when the next time you're going to be able to eat is.
So last year I made that resolution and from January to August, I lost 40 pounds. And from August to December, I have gained 20 of that back. So I'm in an overall loss of 20 pounds. And so I feel like if I can do that overall net loss of 20 pounds again, that I'm okay with that. Like for me, it's not like, I want to lose 80 pounds by the end of this year. It's that it's I want to be less than I was at the start. And so January 20th starts the official eating correctly.
Yeah.
And that was something that worked really well for me last year too. I didn't start it like January 1st.
Yeah.
I waited a couple weeks and then started it after my son's birthday and I'm going to do the same again.
Well, cause getting back two after break is hard.
Yeah, it's hard. So I'm starting at the same time as I did last mm-hmm. year. I'm going to do the same thing that I did last year. And if I can lose 40 pounds again by August,
yeah,
then I'll be even, you know, and now I'm starting at 20 pounds less than I was before.
Yeah.
So
this always feels like a very harsh time for fat people in the world, because it's like new year, lose weight, also date people. So yeah. It's like, are you fat and alone? Like, how badly can we make you feel about yourself so you buy our product? And it's like, like, it just feels so bad.
Yes. So that is something, but that's something every year,
yeah,
I think. And then my other resolution that I'm going to try to complete, like, within the next couple weeks so I get it done, is I am going to publish the book that I wrote.
That's exciting!
Yes. Yeah, so I wrote a book 6 years ago, and I never published it. Yeah. And I've rewritten it like 3 times, and I've had a few people read it, but every time I went to go publish it, I didn't do it. And then I found, I kept having this mentality, like, publish it, become an author, do that for a job, blah, blah, blah. And now I don't think I want that. I just want to have it published. I just want to say, like, I published
this. It's the thing that I did this. Yeah.
And so I think the pressure's kind of off. Like, I'm not looking to make a living off of this book. I just want to publish it.
If you do make a living off this book and you become wildly successful, can I be your manager?
Yeah.
I would be a fantastic manager.
Yes. If I do. But I found a website where people, like, post online. Like, they put their stories on this website. And not many people get paid off of it or anything like that. Right. Only the top people get paid. But at the same time, you're publishing your work. It's free. Like, it's out. Other people are reading it. They can download it. And I think that's just the biggest deal for me, is I want to be able to do that. I just want to say, like, it's out there.
Yeah. I think that's really exciting.
Yeah.
And, like, yeah, because, like, there is joy in, like, creating. And, like, when we put pressure on it, then it's like, oh, it's not fun. Like, or it's not, like... And then if it's not that, then it's disappointing. But, like, if it's just, like, it's going to be a thing, and, like, it's something that I did, and, like, it's just fun to create, and, like...
And it's there. And I do love to write, and I always have a lot of other ideas. So, I don't know. We'll see. I would love it if that became my side hustle.
Oh my gosh, what if this is how Hallmark discovers us and then hires us to write
Hallmark
movies?
If you are listening right now...
We're available.
We're available. See our last podcast.
I also feel like we could do that and still teach. Like, I could add that on. Yeah.
Well, everything I've ever read about people who are authors, unless you are, like, one of these wildly famous authors.
You have another job.
They have another job. They do their day job, and then they write on the side.
Yeah.
But there is no big secret that I need to make more money this year. And it would be really cool if this was how I did it, though that is not what I'm doing it for at this point. That is not my intent. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, we're never mad about more money.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that's what I've got.
That's exciting. That could be really exciting.
Yeah. And I want to do it soon. Yeah. Because if I don't do it soon, I'm not going to do it. Yeah. I want to do it soon.
We're similar decision makers. We're like, well, let me mull about it for as long as my internal timer needs to.
Yeah.
And then, yeah. That's how I feel, like, about online dating. I want to make a resolution in regards to online dating. I want to be a person who's like, this year I'm going to go on this many dates and, like, just, like, try it out.
Yeah.
But I can't force myself to do that.
I read somewhere on Facebook, they were talking about, if you want to have endless texting conversations with random people with no intent of ever meeting, online dating is for you.
See, and I was like,
that is very true. For every, like, I would say 15 conversations I have, I meet one person.
Well, and I know that there are people out there who are braver than I am and who, you know, fearlessly put themselves out there, and that's great for them. But for me, like, my brain has to be on board first.
Yeah.
And until that internal timer hits the part that says, okay, it's time for this, this is okay, I just don't foresee it happening.
Yeah.
There is a part of me that, like, wants to just bite the bullet and do it. And maybe I will this year. Maybe this will be the time. But I feel like if I set the resolution, then, like, if it doesn't happen, then that's, like, something else to be mad at myself about. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I do. I have zero intention of getting onto online dating, so.
Well, you also have something to, like, occupy that part of your brain right now.
Yeah, sort of.
It, like, does the trick.
Yeah, it's enough.
Yeah.
It's enough. And I'm missing that part.
I know, right
it's
now.
It's been 2 weeks.
I know.
It's been a long time.
So, but I don't have that. Yeah. So, I feel like, I don't know. Maybe that's something that this year will hold, but I kind of want it to just, like, leave it as, like, a nice surprise if it does. Like,
yeah, I agree with you there.
Yeah. But I know that there are people, even people listening to this podcast, who would tell me to get out of my head and to just do it. And, like, but I don't operate that way. I can't.
Well, then don't do it. I think it takes a lot of mental willpower to do online dating, because for every one, like, quality person that you talk to 50 people that, or you see 50 people that you are like, I know why you're single. And it's not really the only thing I like about online dating is there's no question if they are flirting with you or not, or that they're interested in you or not. They are.
Yeah. And I think that's great. I also that's think, the only though, thing. That, like, if I'm not really into it, I'm not really excited about it, I'm not, like, approaching it as, like, an opportunity for something to arise. Like, I feel like there's a certain amount of, like, you get back what you put in.
Yeah,
like, if
I agree.
That's the energy and vibe that I'm bringing to it, like, I feel like that's what I'm going to get back.
Yeah.
And I'm not interested in that. Like, again, we were just previous to recording, we were talking about how I was born at the wrong time.
Yeah.
And I just really want to just, like, know somebody for a certain amount of time and just have them decide that they love me.
Yeah.
And I don't understand why that can't happen. Why can't that happen? It happens to other people.
In the scheme of things, in, like, the scheme of human existence, romantic marriage, romantic love was not a thing until recently. And yes, in our whole entire lifetimes, yes. But as much as 200 years ago.
No. Yeah.
You were lucky if that happened, like, if that worked out for you.
Right.
Like, it was mostly like, yeah, I like hanging out with him. Yeah, I like hanging out with her.
This'll
okay,
be fine.
Let's get married. It's fine.
Yeah.
And that was it. Or we're
you
both
in, like,
at
a
the
small
correct
community.
Yeah.
So it's like you knew that, like, of these, this is your option.
This is what you have.
Pick from those.
Or, like, okay, they make the same amount of money as our family does, so then we could match.
Right. It would make sense.
Yeah.
Or, like, our families have known each other for a long time.
Right.
It would make sense. Like, I would be okay with all of those options. Well, I say that, but I don't really know if I would. But I think
don't know,
I would.
But I feel like if that's the way I was raised, or that's what it was supposed to be, then it would be okay. Because, I mean, my parent, you know, I had childhood friends growing up that were, and you did too, that, you know, you just hung out with because parents were friends.
Right.
And you just knew each other. And just, if there wasn't anything, like, you just were going to marry one of those people.
Right. Yeah. It just would have worked out that way.
And there were, like, I would say, like, maybe five males that fit that thing when I was, you know, as I was growing.
Yeah.
And so, like, I would have just married one of those and
it would have been just
would have
decided.
Been fun. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I know. I guess I'm holding out hope that, like, I feel like people act as though, like, I've missed this window to, like, meet someone organically. And I guess there's, like, a part of me that refuses to believe that that's true. Like, why couldn't I just meet someone randomly, like, in the next decade? It could happen.
It could happen. It should happen.
It should happen! When I was home over Christmas break, I went to my dad's house, we were talking about something, and his wife, he said something, and she, like, laughed really hard, and she goes, why are you single? And I said, I don't know. And she's like, you're educated, you're funny, you're cute. She's like, I just don't understand it. I'm going to have to find someone for you. And she works at a jewelry store. Yeah. And she was just talking about this guy who, like, brought back this ring because the girl he proposed to said no.
Oh.
And I was like, maybe you could start, like, a special where it's like, if someone comes and returns a ring, you could be like, super sorry, this didn't work out. However, I do have this other option for
Return
you.
Return a ring and get a date on and, us.
And then you could just, like, propose that, like, and I as a joke, I always include one of my school pictures and, like, all my immediate family's Christmas presents. As my school takes, like, 1 million pictures and I don't know what to do with them, and I think it's really funny. Oh, I didn't give you your updated copy.
No,
I'll have to give you your updated copy.
I mean, I'll put the old one with the new one and be like, look how much she's changed in a year and grown.
One whole year. but anyway, I was like, just use the picture I slipped into Dad's present and be like, how about this person? Sorry this didn't work out for you. Sorry you're super heartbroken. Here,
her number's on the back. Give her a call.
But I did, like, I was like, you're going to have to do some screening. Like,
find out why it didn't work.
Yeah, you have to figure, first you're going to have to figure out, like, why it was a no. And then...
yeah.
We can go from there.
I like it. I think it's a great plan.
I'm open.
Yeah. Hopefully she works it out for you.
So the other aspect of resolutions that we thought was interesting were ones that were, like, in line with the Enneagram.
Yep.
And just in case, I did take a quiz the other day that somebody posted on Facebook to get typed, and
oh geez,
no worries, I'm still a one.
Okay.
In case anyone was curious, I'm still firmly
still
a one.
Are.
It was a 98% match. Okay. Which seems pretty strong. I don't know what the scale was for this test, or like how, like, I don't know, is it 1 to 100? I don't know. But that was the highest.
That's how I feel every time I take
a 10 plus.
Every time I take a sorting hat quiz and I get Hufflepuff every single time, and I'm like, okay, pretty firm.
But you're not a Hufflepuff who doesn't want to be a Hufflepuff.
You know, no, I want to be a Hufflepuff.
Like, there are people who would give deceptive answers because they don't want to be a Hufflepuff.
Yeah, they want to be a Gryffindor.
Yeah.
They want to be, everybody wants to be a Gryffindor.
Ravenclaw. Everybody does want to be a Gryffindor.
Everybody.
I don't see what's so, like...
I get it. I mean,
yeah. It's like, it's glory and fame and...
It's fine. They also got into a lot of trouble and, like, faced death many times.
Many times.
Where I'm very good about just doing my notes
just
in school and being kind and
doing.
Sitting around watching some TV. It's fine.
Finding things. Are you a good finder?
Yeah.
That's another Hufflepuff quality.
I can find things. I can keep people organized.
This is a real tangent. This is a quick Harry Potter tangent before we move on to the Enneagram.
Okay, back to the Enneagram.
Oh, no. I have
a story. Something to
say?
Oh, okay.
Quick Harry Potter tangent. There is this... video that I made Elizabeth watch because Elizabeth's a Hufflepuff, about how she should feel okay about the fact that she's a Hufflepuff because she's one of the Hufflepuffs that would like to defect.
Yeah.
And it's J.K. Rowling talking about why Hufflepuffs are great, and she talks about how they're such good friends and they're so loyal and they're genuine people, but then she also talks about how in the Battle of Hogwarts at the very end, the Slytherins are jailed.
Yeah.
Because they can't be trusted. Half of Ravenclaw stays and fights, and half defects, half just flees, and all of Hufflepuff stays and fights, because they're loyal, and I think that you would stay and fight.
Yeah,
I am a Ravenclaw, but I would like to think that I would stay and fight.
If it's for Hogwarts, I would stay and fight.
Yes.
Save Hogwarts!
But I can also see how it's in my personality to, like, assess the situation and be like, is this worth dying for? Okay, I'll stay. Or like, no, I'm gonna get out of here. Like, I'm not down for it. Whereas, like, Gryffindors are like, for Hogwarts!
Yeah.
And you're just there because your friends are there.
Yeah.
You don't know where else to go.
All right, I'll stay.
And I'm there because I've deemed that it's is an appropriate cause to die for. And that's been our Harry Potter tangent
Ta-da!
For the episode. Anyway, we got Enneagram.
Okay.
You're probably still a one if you
I'm
wanted to
I'm still
look.
Very much a one. I'm very sure.
The discovery of our oneness is also what led to this podcast.
That's right. It was the same weekend.
Yes.
That we decided to podcast was when you introduced me to the Enneagram. And I was very offended by what I found.
But don't you feel like it's been a whole year of self-growth and discovery?
I've embraced it.
I feel like I've learned so much about myself.
Yeah.
And in that vein, now they're giving us things that we could work on for the new year. Are you ready?
Yeah.
So there are different Enneagram accounts on Instagram where I found a couple of things that I felt like, well, that seems pretty on target for things we could work on. So we'll just read the things. This headline for this one is "What I'm Leaving Behind in 2020.
Okay.
So if it resonates with you, you can give a ding. And if it doesn't resonate with you, you can give a little eh-eh.
Okay.
Okay. The first one is the need to be right.
Ding.
Ding. I think we could both benefit from giving up the need to be right. We could leave that behind.
I don't think I can.
It might better us.
You know what? You might be right.
Wow, you're already doing it. I don't know if I can either. I think, oh man, I'm being mauled by a dog. I think that it would be hard.
Wow.
But Mio, maybe that's something we need to work on.
Okay.
She's now sitting fully on my arm. Okay, the next one is the inability to make mistakes. Also ding for me.
Ding, ding.
I do think I need to get better at making mistakes.
I don't want to make mistakes.
I think that's part of the problem.
I strive to not make mistakes.
Yeah, so I think that's exactly what they're saying is the problem.
I don't do things where I feel I could make a mistake.
And when I just do, I think I'm never doing this again. This is a mistake.
I just say, as Rachel knows, that's not for me.
That's true.
That's
not for me. The self-critic is the next one.
I criticize myself like 24 hours a day, 7 days a week.
I don't know that I can leave the self-critic behind because I also think that the self-critic kind of serves me at times.
I think the self-critic makes me a better person.
Yes. It makes me always think like, what could I be doing differently than I'm not doing?
How could I have made this better?
Yeah. It makes me a better teacher for sure.
Oh, 100%. Yeah.
Because I think we both know teachers who are not self-critical and they do not get better and their students generally do not learn from them. Because they don't care that they're not doing what they're supposed to be doing. So I don't know about that one. I think in the terms of like giving myself grace and giving grace to other people, I do feel like that self-critical part would be helpful to leave behind. The next one is having to do things perfectly. Well, I think we've already covered how we feel about that.
Yeah.
I had to go bowling the other day.
Yeah.
I really don't like bowling. I'm really bad at it. And as I was doing it, I was like, do I need to do more things that I'm bad at?
No.
But then I thought, I don't want to do things that I'm bad at. It's not fun. I want to do things that I'm good at. But then I thought, but then how do you grow if you only ever do things that you're good at? And I thought, well, maybe I don't want to grow. Maybe I'm fine with how I am. And then I was like, maybe this is the problem.
You know, it's funny that you say
that. I had all these thoughts while bowling.
Because I say that to my students. Why aren't you trying something that's harder for you? You're not going to learn if you continue to do the easy things.
Yes.
And yet for myself, I am saying that is not the case, as I have grown and learned as much as I want to. And I'm all done.
I did it.
It's all done.
I don't know.
I'll have to think about that.
We'll have to think about it. Maybe we'll go bowling. You don't like to bowl either. And why don't you like to bowl?
I hate bowling.
Because you're not
so bad
good at it.
It was so bad.
I know, me too. You know what I got the other day?
And I break a nail every time. My thumbnail breaks every time.
You know what my score was?
I don't know, 80?
52. I barely broke 50. That means... In 10 you know, frames, I averaged 5 bins.
What's interesting about this is that if you and I played a round of bowling against each other, it would be a real competition.
Oh my gosh.
Because we're both really bad.
Okay, here's what we need to do. We need to stop bowling with other people because that's making us feel bad.
Yeah.
We need to decide that we will only bowl with one another.
Yeah.
And then we could progressively get better at it.
Yeah.
All right. What's something else that we're bad at that we could just do together? We'll think on it.
You know, we were walking together for a while.
That was great.
That was good.
I needed.
We're both really bad at keeping up with an exercise routine.
Maybe that's what we need to do.
Not in January.
Not in January. Too cold.
Too
cold.
We can't
walk around the park in January. We'll freeze to death.
Too cold. My nose will fall off.
Well, what we need to do is be self-disciplined separate so that by the time it is warm enough to get together and walk, we're like really in it.
Yeah, we can walk around the lake a couple times.
Yeah. And we won't be
winded.
We
got really good at it.
It was necessary.
It was necessary.
Blow off some
we needed
steam.
It.
Whoo! Those bad times. All right, the last one is... the pressure in life to be a certain way. I don't know that I feel a lot of pressure to be a certain way.
I feel like I've
designed my life so that I can be whatever way I want to be.
Yeah.
Which I don't know if that's good.
I can say I used to feel that. Like, I was supposed to go to college. I was supposed to get married. I was supposed to have kids after marriage. But the second I decided to get a divorce, that
freedom.
All went to pot.
Yeah.
That's been gone ever since because I didn't do what I was supposed to do.
I feel like that being in like college ministry and leaving college not married.
Yeah.
That's how I feel. Like,
yeah.
I feel like, well, that didn't pan out, so now I'm going to do whatever I want to do.
Yeah.
And like figure out my life from there.
Yeah. I used
and it's
to
been
do
fine.
It, but no, I'm good now. I just
good,
do what I want.
Good to go. So we're just going to keep doing us
yeah.
in 2020. So some of those things were, you know, relatable, some not. All right, this next one is letting go, which I feel like is pretty apt for the new year. And this is kind of similar. This one is letting go of my rightness. I realize I don't always have to be right, and there are many other options available that will be a good choice.
That mirrors one we just talked about.
Yes.
Yeah.
Which is similar. And I think maybe that's what we need to tell ourselves, that
yeah.
there are other options available that could also be a good choice. All right, this next one is my discipline. So letting go of my discipline. And it says, I can accept the choices others make, and more importantly, them, without the need to correct or challenge them.
That's hard.
That one's hard. I just want people to do what I want them to do.
Mm-hmm.
But I do think that if I'm going to be a successfully relationshiped and or married person, I'm going to need to get over that.
Yeah,
right? I think I'm going to have to decide that the other people could have different ways of doing things and that's okay.
That's tough.
They can make different choices for me.
I'll think about
okay.
that one.
We'll work on it. The next one is grace, which I kind of talked
yeah.
about. It said, I'm able to give myself grace when I have shortcomings and failures. I'm working on it.
Yeah.
It's a work in progress. This one is interesting. This is the last one. It says, letting go of my celebration. It said, I make the shift from focusing on what is wrong to celebrating what is right. So it's like, stop looking at the things that need to be fixed. I think for me, I see this one apply to school a lot. Like, I think that I spend a lot of time at school just being like, oh my God, everything's a hot mess. Or like, I don't know, like there's these certain
yeah.
kids I can't get to do what I want them to do. Or like, I can't. And it, there, but there are times where like, because I'm thinking of those things, I'm missing like the wins in with other students. Or I'm
yeah.
missing the wins in other areas. Like,
I can see that. I can see that. Yeah, with work, for sure. I focus on what's going wrong.
Yeah.
Because I want to fix it.
Yeah. And I feel like there I can because I have, like, a lot of control.
Yeah.
at in life, I would just be happy that I had things to celebrate.
Yeah.
I lost my little connector. Oh, no, I didn't. Oh, I thought I lost a connector.
Your broken connector.
The dog has switched from laying on my arm fully, trapping it, to laying on my feet fully. It's been a weird transition.
It is weird.
Well, that's what we're going to work on in 2020.
All right.
You feel good about that?
I do.
Oh, there's this girl. Let me show you her Instagram account. She works at BGSU. She's an alumni from there.
Wow.
She's lost 150 pounds on Weight Watchers.
Good for her.
150 pounds.
That's awesome.
I've been trying to get her to rev me up over the Instagrams. Yeah. Anyway.
So, well, all right.
We hope that this 2020 finds you excited for the new year, ready to do things, ready for new challenges. If you have any resolutions that you've thought of, go ahead and share those with us. On Twitter, we're at Party of Ones. That's at Party of the number one S. Or you can email us at partyofones.podcast@gmail.com. We would love to hear from you. And we will be back shortly with our anniversary episode.
Yay!
Until then, bye!